Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, the Tulsa Farm Show in full swing, going on now through Saturday. Senior Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes was on hand to visit with John Riles with Midwest Farm Shows to talk about what all you can expect at the Tulsa Farm Show this year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've got, like I said, we've got over 300 exhibitors in here. I was just talking to Stuart Martin, and they were trying to go back through their records and see how many years in a row they've been here. They've been here 27 years, as best they can figure. And, you know, we've got a lot of exhibitors that they want to stay in that same spot. So we don't move people around unless we have to, because they say, no, this is where people know to find me. And that's a nice experience about the show. But we do have new exhibitors in here as well. We always have. We've had for a long time anyway. Craig Cameron doing two shows a day on horse training. We've got our cattle chute exhibitors doing a cattle chute demo. So we've probably got 10 chutes back there running live cattle through them, doing that twice a day. We got an opportunity to win $1,000 in show bucks. That's every day at 1 o'clock. So get here early, sign up for that, and you can win $1,000 that you can spend towards the show. We got Rusty Ryerson down performing, nice little sit down with a guitar, singing some of his own songs and some of the classic country songs as well. So we got a lot of fun things to do out here at the show, as well as a lot of equipment to look at.
At first, the Expo Square SageNet Center, Riles said, was a little daunting because of its large size. But over the years, Riles said they have filled up the entire upper level and received great support from the community. This year's show, Riles said, is featuring over 300 exhibitors, many of which, he said, have been at the show for nearly every year. For the 29th year, the Tulsa Farm Show is being held at Expo Square SageNet Center, hosted by Midwest Farm Shows. We'll be running through the 10th of December. Parking and admission to the show is free. Show's open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, and then once again 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. Well, the top Republican on the House Ag Committee wants a stronger safety net for U.S. farmers. Pennsylvania Republican Glenn Thompson wants Congress to strengthen crop insurance and farm subsidy programs so the producers don't have to rely on a stopgap federal aid to survive challenges like trade wars, natural disasters, and COVID-19. The need for a reliable farm safety net is paramount, says Thompson. Thompson has been named the committee chair for when Republicans gain a slim majority in the House. Agriculture.com says almost 80% of federal agriculture funding has moved through bailout programs since 2018. Farm groups want higher reference prices, a factor in calculating subsidy payments, and more protection under the federal crop insurance program. Some industry experts say a status quo farm bill is possible because of the small majorities in the House and Senate and a potential lack of new funding sources for the farm bill.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.